As we kick off another day in Listener Appreciation Week, I want to open by talking about a biblical view of wealth, because I'm persuaded that the Bible teaches a form of Christian capitalism. In other words, responsibility associated with wealth. It doesn't promote the possession of money for the sake of money, but instead encourages us to use money for the sake of the kingdom. A biblical view of wealth involves having an eternal perspective, and it's crucial to realize that the earth is the Lord's, everything in it, the world, all who live in it. God's the landlord. We're just tenants. We didn't arrive with anything. We're not going to take anything with us when we leave. So it's important to view wealth with eternity in mind and live your life here below as responsible stewards, whether you have a little or a lot, because one day at the judgment, God Himself will richly reward you. You know, the Bible chronicles the prayer of David as he thanked God for the very privilege of being able to give to the work of the Lord. Remember what he said? He said, "Who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. And I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you." Well, there's no telling what we can accomplish in our generation if we too can catch the joy of contagious giving. Not only would we be empowered to spread the gospel around the globe, but we might yet leave an indelible mark on the 21st century. We can make a difference. And we, during Listener Appreciation Week, are thanking people who are giving, oftentimes sacrificially, to a ministry reaching around the globe.